Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Swish and Flick, an All Potter podcast.
Swish and Flick, everyone. Swish and Flick.
Hello and welcome to a bonus episode of Swish and Flick.
I'm Megan.
And I'm Katie.
You want to start it over again? I'm so
no,
sorry.
It's fine.
Okay. Okay, yeah, go ahead.
So Tiff isn't here, so chaos because she reigns everything in, right? But today we are going to be discussing the Wizardly Weekend in Kent, Ohio 2023. This episode is sponsored by Rachel Jurek.
Thank you, Rachel.
Thanks, Rachel.
We do not have weekly profit news for these two bonus episodes, just because we aren't entirely sure of the timeline of when they're being dropped. So I don't want it to not make sense. So that's why I'm skipping it.
Smart.
Make sure that you follow us on your preferred podcast listening platform and share this episode with your friends, because if you like us, then they may too. Subscribe to our channel on YouTube at Swish and Flick Podcast and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Swish Flick Cast. If you'd like to support us on Patreon, head on over to patreon.com/Swish Flick Cast. Supporting our podcast keeps us going and it gives you access to our exclusive Felix Files episodes, our Discord channel, our live recordings, trivia games, Swish swag boxes, and more. Thank you all so much for your support. As always, we are accepting Potter stories, or if you just want to send us any fun stuff or any questions that you have, you can send those to our email, which is swishflickcast@gmail.com.
Way to go.
Thanks.
You're incredible.
So, like Katie said, we are talking about Wizardly Weekend in Kent, Ohio. This is an event that we have done for many years. Even before we were a podcast, we were a part of it.
Yeah.
However, it is on July 28th and 29th this year. Main Street Kent is who puts it on. They put on all the events in Kent. They're so awesome. I love what they do for the city.
It's like what you want someone to do for the city. Like they actually like give a hoot about mm-hmm. the city, which mm-hmm. is super cool because Kent is very small.
It is.
But it's amazing. Like, I love it there. We lived there for a very long time, not just college. Like, we lived there after college because we fell in love with it there. It's just, like, nice to have
to see good the growth people. Of the city, too.
Yeah, good people encouraging the growth of the city instead of just being, like... Because when we started college...
Downtown was awful.
Downtown was literally, like, yeah...
Just some bars, and it was,
there.
Like, dingy, and...
Like, literally, there was, like, buildings that were, like... boarded up and like yeah, and they've really 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 built it up, and it's I love it. I just go there just
so
to walk around
now.
Just because.
Yeah, so in case you're not familiar with what Kent's Wizardly Weekend is, it is a quote magically themed, aka it's Harry Potter themed. Okay.
What do they call it in Puffs? A certain school of magic and magic.
A certain school of magic and magic themed weekend featuring special menus at all the restaurants in downtown Kent, special wizardly treats, really awesome cool window displays that they put up for like photo ops, magical merchandise at all of the stores, and lots of fun magical activities.
The whole city comes together and does this. So like there's yeah. a ton of local shops, obviously, but like they all get in on it. Whether it's the coffee shop with fun drinks and snacks, or I'm like blanking on a store name, of course, but like a place selling Potter merch or like stuff that
off the wagon.
Yeah, that other people have curated. Like it's just, I don't know. They and do then, a wonderful job.
So on top of just like the stores in the city coming together and doing this kinds of stuff, they do close down one of the main roads in Kent and have a ton of vendors that also hand make stuff. So it's like a combination of like small business. I mean, almost I think everything in downtown Kent is considered small business, like independently owned, like businesses, which is awesome.
Yeah.
But even beyond that, there's a lot of like artisans and, you know, like individuals who like come and have a booth.
So that's always like cool. A really cool collection of stuff too.
They do a really good job of curating it. They're very picky with who they pick. They want it to fit the theme. They don't want like Joe Schmo, who's just like printing off stuff with his Cricut. It's like, no, it's like hand carved wands. And there was this one, I think it was Off the Wagon, actually. They also had a booth and they were doing like pet adoption, like magical pet adoptions.
Oh, yeah.
Like dragon adoption and stuff like that. And they'd gotten all of these really cute like dragon plushies and whatnot. And they were doing like a whole adoption ceremony for everybody who bought one. I thought it was so cute last year. Like everybody gets in on it, basically. Like it's everybody is all about the theme. They go all in. It's so much fun. So I would tell you guys that the best place to stay is the Kent State Hotel, but it is fully booked already. It happened so fast.
Like so fast.
So if you are still thinking about coming up, though, like, don't fret. There's still other places that you can stay. There's a ton of hotels in Streetsboro, which is about a 10-minute drive away.
It's a really pretty drive, too.
It is, yeah. And honestly, even, like, Akron's not that far of a drive, especially if you're, you know, coming from a ways away. I think it would probably be about a 15 to 20-minute drive from most of the hotels in Akron.
Yeah.
Or even the Stowe area might have some hotels, like, by the freeways and stuff like that. Yeah. Like, you know, like some Holiday Inns or something. So there are still plenty of places to stay at, but
it's just not, like, you know, it's in just the not heart like of the city.
In downtown Kent.
They clearly need another hotel.
I know, right? They also do have like some camping options, it says on the website. So that's interesting, really? Too, if like that's your thing.
That's cool.
Yeah, you can like rent out a spot for camping.
I don't remember that from past years. That's cool. Yeah. I mean, unless I'm not a camper.
Maybe they're just like, well, I know that there's like places in Kent, but like maybe because the Kent State Hotel sold out, they were like, what can we put on here? Because it like literally says on the website, sorry, the Kent State Hotel and Conference is sold out.
It's like the Quidditch World Cup.
Right? Yeah. Okay.
Oh my God. Shonda said that. I didn't even read that. I don't know if we said it at the same time or what, like but jinx.
Do you want to talk about Friday?
Sure. Okay. So Friday starts off with the run.
Do you have the website pulled up?
I do.
Okay. I was going to say, I didn't really do many notes for this because I was literally just going to like use their website.
Same. I also pulled up their Facebook because they've been featuring people.
Oh, good idea.
And
for
like,
Saturday.
There's cool vendors and stuff. So if you want to go and dive deeper into this, we're going to put the website in the description. And then also I'll put what the Facebook's called so you can follow them on there if you'd like, because they really do. I think they're on Instagram as well. I'd be shocked if they weren't. But they really
we've been sharing
a lot of vendors.
On our Instagram, we've been sharing some of the stuff that they've been posting.
They do a good job. It's a good team. Okay, so Friday, this is July 28th. So it starts with the run that shall not be named, 5¾K. And this year, the theme is Free the Elves.
Did you notice that you don't get a shirt? You get socks.
Yes. Yes.
I thought that was cute. Usually they give out a shirt for the runners, but this year it's socks.
That's pretty cool.
Hilarious.
You do need socks to run, so.
It's very true.
That works. I don't know if I'm participating in this year. But
I mean, I thought you were not.
Okay. I didn't know. Well, no, I didn't know if like I'm just going to stop here because I don't know what I'm trying to say, but I didn't know if we were planning on doing it or not, but regardless, I wasn't going to run it because I can't.
It just, It's not time yet.
Yeah, it's also it's a hilly course. Like it's gorgeous because you go through campus, and I love that campus. I mean, I went to that school, so but I don't know if I should be walking it, especially because I want to like go quick, and like that's not smart for me right now. But it's kind of sad because this is the 7th annual run.
Oh, that's so fun.
Yeah. It's non-competitive. Okay. You can do it next summer. Yeah. It's non-competitive. It begins at 6. It's a $30 registration. You can just go on their website. You can register. I'm pretty sure there's still bibs available.
Yeah, there is.
You get a medal, a bib, and socks to free the elf of your choice. That's what it says. And so the medal's cute. Really cute. The design is really cute. It's two little house elves?
Yeah, it's two little socks, and it says free the elves.
But yeah, I recommend it. It's fun. It's, like I said, not competitive. It's just like for fun. There's people with kids and their strollers and like stuff like that. So it's chill.
It's very chill. It's very chill. I have a question because you ran it last year.
Mm-hmm.
Do you run, Megan asked this, do you go through that little area that has like the bench with the bookshelf benches and then like the brain statue? Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you run by that?
I know what you're talking about. We took
wedding photos on that bench. Do you remember that?
Yeah. I'm trying to remember. A lot of the times I think I black out during races, especially that one.
Last year you said it was very hot and it was so hilly.
It was so hot. I think you go near it, but I don't know if I remember going by it because I think you run through the Esplanade.
Okay, so they probably have you run next to it, but I don't think, because that's technically in the middle of the road and they must not have you go on like the if actual you road, because I don't think that they do any road closure for it.
If you didn't know it was there, you wouldn't see it, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Well, if anybody who's coming, it's a fantastic photo spot. The little bookshelf bench.
Yeah, it's cute. If you're coming to this and you have extra time, walk the campus, even if you're not going to the run. Like, it's really pretty.
It's so pretty.
I like it a lot. The
campus is beautiful. If you just like need some quiet for a little bit, it's a nice walk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then also on Friday is the Wobbly Wizard Bar Crawl, which they've been doing this for not the whole time, but like
quite a few years. It was like maybe the third year.
Yeah.
They started doing it.
Yeah. So basically like Kent is a college town, so there's a lot of bars downtown, but they're all like, they all have their own charm, all their own character. And most of them have like a specialty drink that they offer during this bar crawl. You also get, I think this year, last year was like a little glass. Wasn't it glass?
Yeah, it was like a glass cup. This year it's like a color changing cup.
Which is, I actually prefer because I can't break it.
Right. No.
It's really cute looking.
Yeah.
But it's a good time. We're not like officially taking part in it. Like we don't have a pass, but like we're still going out.
We're
going
to be in Kent Friday night.
Hang out. Yeah.
We're going to be getting dinner. We're going to be getting some drinks. Like if you are there, please let us know.
Yeah, seriously.
Maybe we can hang. It will be so much fun.
Yeah. Oh, so with your pass, I forgot about this. You get a Jell-O shot of your house color.
Oh, that's right.
And you get a drawstring backpack.
Oh, fun. I don't think they gave that to us last year.
That's what it says. There's also like photo ops and decorations and activities all around town. It's a good time. Do you want to start off Saturday?
Sure.
Then everybody goes to sleep, and then we have to wake up early because we got stuff to set up. But, you know, it's all good.
I'm sorry, what?
I said everyone goes to sleep, but we have to wake up early because we have stuff to set up.
Oh, I know. We have to be there at 9 a.m. to set up. It's okay. That's going to be fun. Okay. So Saturday morning, this doesn't start. Okay, let me start over. Saturday, the actual fest starts at 11. That's when like everyone's booths will be set up, blah, 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 blah. Also, besides like the whole entire fest that's going on Saturday, they are also having a Par for the Curse putt-putt golf, which they have done this since, I want to say, like, COVID 2021 was the first summer that they did it, because they didn't do the fest, but they still had something going on where they had the stores create,
yeah,
like a hole for a putt-putt course.
It was like a late,
and it was really successful, and people really enjoyed it. And I think that the stores really liked creating them. They got really creative with it. So you can sign up for Par for the Curse. It's going on from noon to five on Saturday, and it is a mini golf during Wizardly Weekend. You check in at the Main Street Kent tent, which, again, there's going to be vendor tents all along the street. So you'll go to the Main Street Kent tent, and that's where you'll receive, you will also get a drawstring backpack, and then a house colored golf ball, and then a scorecard and map. And then you like head out and just check, like you go to all the participating businesses and they'll have an event themed mini golf hole to play. And then like you can stop for magical treats and shopping along the way. So that is pretty cool. I wish that we could do it. I don't think that I would have enough time in between all the stuff that we're doing on Saturday to
I know. It's okay.
I know.
Take one for the team.
So Saturday also is the vendor village, like we've been talking about. There's over 40 vendors. Swish and Flick is one of them. Hey. We will have our own booth as well as being at the stage. What's the name of the stage that we're at again? The Dan Smith stage.
It's like
Dan Smith Park.
Yeah, it's like a little park.
It is next to Burrico and Barfly in the middle. If you are going and you don't know where that is,
just, they've got maps.
Yeah, there'll be specifically Wizardly Weekend maps around. So that you can find where all of this is. But like Swish will be at Dan Smith Park for a lot of the day, but we will also have our own booth that we will be at when we're not there.
Like on Erie Street with the other vendors?
Right.
In Vendor Village.
Do you want to talk about some of the vendors and stuff that they've talked about on their Facebook?
Yeah, but before I forget, because I'm going to have to scroll away from it, I didn't know this. They're the t-shirt this year.
Yeah.
Did you see it?
It's like the design of like Kent the City, right?
Yeah. It looks really like Hogwarts.
Yeah.
But it's downtown Kent.
I know.
Hold on. Let me see if I can drag this into Discord so everyone can see. It's really freaking cool. You can pre-order them. Again, you can find that on their Facebook. I don't know if it's on the website, but it looks so cool, and it's only $20, which that's really not bad. Okay, let's see. I'm gonna go to Le Photos. Oh my gosh, they've been counting down so much.
They've been doing, like, their social media game has been so strong this year.
Yeah, for sure. We have Little Funky Oscars Art Studio, which has Mad Hatter hats, original artwork, some jewelry, masks. That sounds cool. I love homemade jewelry. I think it looks so, like, I don't even wear jewelry, but I like love looking at it. We haven't even been here since then, but Over Easy, it's not a vendor, but Over Easy at the depot is like a place to eat. Apparently they're gonna have some special drinks. The Enchanted Phoenix, which is going to have wand boxes and wands.
I think they've been there before, and I think I remember really enjoying the design of their stuff.
They have wands, pygmy puffs.
Akron Henna Art is going to be there doing henna. And also, there's a new rock store in Kent called Hippie Fox Rocks.
Oh my god, yeah, you're right.
And they're going to be there too. I bet you they're going to have, I think that they sell like crystals and stuff too. Anyway, there's a couple wand shops.
Which is really cool, because in the past, like when they first were starting and like maybe a couple years in, there really wasn't anybody selling wands. And we would have people come up to us like, do you know where I can get a wand? And we're like, no.
Yeah.
And like now there's actually like,
now there's so many.
Yeah, offerings for it. There's a plant market coming, which
I don't know.
I'm excited about, even though I'm not good at taking care of plants.
But you know they're going to bring the cool, like, succulent, like, super pretty looking flowers.
The pictures that they provided for Wizardly Weekend is cute. It's a... I don't know what it is. It looks like a mini Montsera, but it's not. Here, I'll turn my computer so you can see these cute little leaves with the holes in them.
Oh, so cute.
Yeah. And, like, moss, which is cool.
There's also a bakery. There's...
Ooh.
Oh, they've been featuring Daisy Pops on their page quite a bit. Daisy Pops is making Sorting Hat cake pops.
Ha! Cute. See if you can get your actual house.
I bet you they're going to be so good.
And also, like, Swish Flick Cass is going to be there.
Yeah, we are. So, speaking of us at the Wizardly Weekend. So the Vendor Village, like I said, we have our booth.
Oh, I just found the Daisy Pops one.
They're cute. There's like colored sprinkles. Anyway, so we are going to have our booth. We are also going to be hosting a child's costume contest. That's going to be at noon. And then Swish and Flick Live is going to be at 2:00. And we're going to be doing a Felix Files on Godric's Hollow. And then at 4:00, wait, yeah, 4:00 is going to be the adult costume contest. And then we're going to, hold on, we said the times that we, so, okay. So in past Wizardly Weekends, we have been like, just all over the place all day and so exhausted, and like we feel like we can't even like go eat lunch or like take a bathroom break or anything. So we have decided that we are going to have like specified times that the three of us will be guaranteed to be at the booth to like hang out, talk, take pictures, all of that fun stuff. Because like we do need to be able to like go and eat lunch.
Right. And that's not to say we won't be there between those times, but like though we just want to have like a guaranteed time.
Yes.
Because then it's like, you know, someone comes up and wants to say hi and it's like, oh, like, you know, Katie just went to the bathroom. Like, or she'll like, be back in a second.
Just ran to lunch.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I think it's better if we just like go to lunch at the same time and then we're all there at the same time. So that's kind of what we're trying this year. So we are going to be there at our booth from 11 to 11:45. That's also going to be like signups for the child costume contest. But we're going to be at our booth then as well. And then from 3:15, hold on, am I doing this right? Yeah, 3:15 to 3:45. We will be there as well. That's after the live podcast.
And before the adult costume contest.
Yes. So that is when we are going to be hanging out at the booth to chit chat and hang out and take pictures and all that jazz.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So let's see what else. Oh, I think this might be new this year.
I don't know what happened, but all of a sudden a bunch more vendors popped up on the page I was looking at. I was like, I thought there was more. There's a ton. Go on.
So Bell Tower Brewing is participating again this year. However, at 4:30, they are doing a mixology class, an adult potions class. So they're offering their first mixology 101 workshop. It is open to anyone with an interest in learning how to make delicious scratch-made cocktails, regardless of previous experience. It says that you will learn the fundamentals of mixology, history, math, science, art, philosophy, and more in a fun, engaging, and interactive setting. They will provide all the tools and you you will need to create your concoctions. So all you have to do is bring your curiosity and enthusiasm. And then I love that they added this. It says, although uniforms are not required, we encourage our students to adorn their finest garb for class. So yeah, that is at 4:30. Bell Tower Brewing is not necessarily in downtown Kent, but it's very close. It's probably like a 10-ish minute walk from the downtown area.
Yeah, no more than that.
But it's really, really pretty. And it's definitely worth it. I highly recommend going. And then Saturday night, they are also again doing the Bell Tower Ball. However, they're doing it a little differently this year than they did last year. So this year, it's just like a $10 cover to get in. And then you basically just like buy whatever you want to eat or drink. Whereas last year, food and like two drinks were included, and then you could like buy additional drinks. But this year it's just like a less expensive flat fee to get in, and then you just like order what you want.
They had good food and drinks.
Yes,
when we went,
they really did. They had that alcoholic butter beer that was so good.
Yeah,
it was so good.
Yeah.
And they had like a Amortentia drink that was really delicious, a Felix drink that was really, really good. Mm-hmm. They were so creative, and their flavors were like spot on. It was very delicious.
Yeah.
And again, it is really beautiful in there. It's like it's an old church that they've renovated to be a brewery. Mm-hmm. It's really cool. So yeah. They're going to have their Christmas ale as well.
I know. I saw
which I think that is fun.
There's going to be a vendor called Yarned and Dangerous.
Yarned?
Yarned and Dangerous.
Oh my God, how fun. They're also doing... Wow, I didn't know that they had this stuff either. Okay. Harry Potter Trivia with Sporkle is going to be Saturday at 7 and 8 at North Water Brewing. I actually don't know where that is.
I don't either. I'm going to look it up.
And then Saturday at 10 a.m., the Kent Free Library is hosting a magical creatures story time.
Aww.
Which is super cute for, like, young kids. It says registration is required, though. So you can just either register online or call the library.
Oh, Northwater.
Yeah, I think it's Sporkle, the trivia site, Jess. Ooh. Northwater Brewing is also doing at 6 o'clock on Friday... They put this out of order. So now this is out of order, but it's fine. A herbology workshop. Join Northwater Brewing for a magical evening as we learn about all things wizardly herbs. Learn about the uses of wizardly herbs, magical plants, and important ingredients in potions, and then plant your own herb garden.
That's cool. Northwater Brewing's right next to Kent Cycle. So it's like past copy print.
Yeah.
Past Bentry.
Got it. So, okay.
Which you should go
to. So, it again is like a tiny bit of a walk from actual downtown, but it's very close.
Yeah.
So, like, literally everything is within, like, 10 minutes walking of, like, the center of downtown Kent.
Mm-hmm.
And that is everything that they have going on. What else did I want to talk about?
What are we most looking forward to?
I'm not going to lie. My favorite thing to do is to be at our booth.
I'm nodding. I had to burp. Sorry.
It's okay. I love being at our booth, and I love taking pictures with people with our Danny DeVito. And I love putting a Swish shirt on Danny DeVito.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's so much fun.
It's like any other Potter event. And I mean this in the best way that we've ever been to. If you haven't been to a Potter event, it's literally like such a sense of community.
Yeah.
It's a mood. It's a vibe. It's just feel good fun. You get to be outside all day. I like it.
Yeah.
Good times.
Yeah.
And like now they do the Friday stuff. So it's like you kind of get like a little.
A full weekend.
Yeah. You get a little intro into it. And then Saturday's all day. Kind of sad when it's over, you know, it's like a come down.
Yeah,
but now they have night stuff going on. They didn't used to do that either until last year,
right?
And like they have multiple ones, which is really neat. You can pick.
I wish that we could stay Saturday night too. I gotta keep calling
Phoenix. Yes, we're gonna be recording a Felix Files.
It's going to be
Will it be live?
Our our hope is that we can go on, I think we'll just do Instagram Live. That seems to be the easiest.
We'll do our best to. That's the goal.
The goal is definitely to go on Instagram Live. We are going to have some helpers there, so that shouldn't be a problem. But yes, for the people who can't make it, that's the goal.
That is the goal. Please let us know if you're going to be there.
Yeah, please.
Shoot us a message or an email or hit us up on Discord or whatever. Seriously, like, please don't be shy. That's coming from, like, number one shy person here.
The point of this weekend is to meet you guys and hang out with you guys.
Yeah.
We want to talk to everybody who's going.
Yeah. Yeah. Even if, like, and, like, I know maybe saying this won't do anything because I feel the same way if I want to approach someone else. And I'm like, oh, I don't want to bother them. I'm telling you right now, you're not bothering me.
Yeah.
Whether I'm at the booth or not, you're not bothering me.
Yeah. Even if you see us while we're eating lunch, come say hi.
Yeah.
It's fine.
I might tell you, hey, I really have to pee, but stay here. I'll be back in a second.
Right.
But I will talk to you.
Yes.
Please and thank you. We can all be really awkward together. It's great.
Yeah, as Jess says, we're all socially anxious. It's fine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We are all the same. Yep. Yeah, I think that's everything. Do you want to read the fan story?
Yeah. So if we missed any questions while I'm reading the fan story, if we missed any questions, Meg, can you look out for them?
Yeah. Cause I didn't see any lightning bolt questions right. come through.
Right.
But if you guys have any questions that you want us to answer before the end of this episode in Discord, shoot them in Discord with the lightning bolts. And after the fan story, we will answer them.
Ooh, I also have to grab my joke book. Okay.
Phil just sent that.
What? Oh, Phil. Okay, this fan story comes from Joan. It's from April of 2022, which it's weird to me that 2022 was last year. I don't know why. Just we're halfway through 23. I don't know. Hello, Swish and Flick. I thought I'd share my Potter story with you all. My name is Joan. I'm from the Cleveland area too. I found this podcast in March 22, and in a month made it to Goblet of Fire. Woo!
Nice.
Very nice. My profile is Ravenclaw. Woo! Woo. Patronus is a Manx cat.
Nice.
And wand is chestnut, unicorn hair, 11 inches, unyielding. Every time I read unyielding, it's Ollivander's voice.
Yeah.
That was Joan, not me. I'm not sure where exactly my Harry Potter story started. I remember my eldest sister got the first two movies, similar packaging, special editions. We all loved the special features, taking us to Diagon Alley and games to get into the Chamber of Secrets. Pause, this is me speaking now. Do you remember that in the beginning of the DVD for the first movie, you could, like, click around on your controller to, like, tap the bricks in the right way?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you had to do the right pattern.
Yeah.
So I had to, like, go and watch that scene a couple times and then... And then I memorized it so that I could get into it whenever I wanted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good times. Those, like, really old DVDs where it would be, like, you'd click it and there'd be, like, a pause. And, you'd hear the disc, like, think. And then it would do whatever it was doing. Man, aging myself. Okay. I love the magic of the whole world. The third movie came out when I was in fourth grade. And I got to see it with my friend. And we screamed, "You bloody chicken," for the rest of the week. During that week, my aunt took me to see the movie another two times at least. It was the first time I remember seeing a movie in the theaters more than one time. The first book I remember reading is Prisoner of Azkaban. I loved it and it's still my favorite. I read this one on my own, but the others were a shared experience. My mother would read books aloud to us. Us being my three older siblings and twin sister. Picture books to high school summer reading. The Odyssey of Mice and Men, A Prayer for Owen Meany, Tess of the D'Urbervilles, only once. She hated it. But she loved Harry Potter, and I believe The Order of the Phoenix is her favorite. We waited for the seventh book to come out, and when we got it, she read it out loud to us in 3 days. My mouth is, like, dry imagining, like, reading that out loud for the first time ever and, like, trying to get through it. I'm the quiet type of person who only had a couple of friends and 1,000 anxieties, which made making friends awkward. I cringe a little when my mom tells me how painfully lonely I was. But in some ways, it was true. When I went to college, I went early for marching band and met another girl who played cymbals and her roommate and lifelong friend who played trombone. That led to their other friend who played... Is that a typo? Is there an actual... instrument.
I think it is an instrument. A sousaphone.
Sousaphone. So I've never heard of that before. I'm going to look it up after I read this. That led to their other friend who played sousaphone and their other friends who lived in our dorm too. And we all loved Harry Potter.
I'm sorry. I'm just laughing at like your silence. I'm like, wait. Sorry. Is that a real word?
I was like, is that supposed to say saxophone? I don't know. Oh, Katie K says a sousaphone is a marching tuba that wraps around you. I literally just thought that was called a tuba. I learned something new today.
That's interesting.
Thank you. That's awesome. We all loved Harry Potter or were taught its greatness. We became a pack of monsters, and I have Harry Potter to thank for being my foot in the door to meet so many awesome people then and beyond. Thank you for your time and your efforts. I found you late, but I'm hoping to catch up to be able to read along with Deathly Hallows. Thank you. Thank you. I need to know. Have you caught up to read Deathly Hallows? Because we're here now and we kind of like just started. But also, I totally agree with you that Harry Potter, more than anything in my life, I think, has been the gateway to the best of friendships.
And, like, more friendships than I ever could have imagined.
Yeah.
Okay. There were a couple questions, so I'm going to do those while Katie gets her joke book. So, Sam asks... What is our favorite thing of all time at Wizardly Kent, past or future?
Oh my God.
Honestly, the Bell Tower Ball last year was fantastic.
That was really cool.
It was really fun. It was so pretty, and I really, really liked the drinks.
You know, I agree. I'm going to go with the first year because it was just like...
the insanity of it.
Yeah, like I can't... properly put into words how chaotic and fun that was, and like it's still going, so like because of that,
right,
we're still here and I know still doing this stuff. So
Mia asks, what event are you most looking forward to at this year's Wizardly World of Kent? I think our live podcast.
I was gonna say our costume contest.
Oh really?
Yeah, people really put it on.
Yeah, they really go all out. And some people, like, when they sign up, they, you know, just look like your average person. And then all of a sudden they show up and they're totally different because they literally, like, sign up and then they go get ready.
Yeah. Or, like, they'll totally, the like,
just unreal.
Be Mia. I hope someone shows up as Edward, too. They'll just totally be.
I would give them first place.
Yeah. In character. And, like. The kids one is super cute because, like, you know, the parents put all this time into, like, these adorable little toddlers that show up. Like, the kid that showed up as the Fort Anglia. That was cute.
Yes.
It's just a good time. It's a time to be, like, fun and silly and, you know, that's our forte. So.
Yeah. Sarah asks, do they still do the ball at Wizarding World of Kent, and have you gone to one before? How was it? Well, I just said yes. And my last question, the last year's was so much fun. They are doing it this year, but it is going to be a little bit different. So last year it was like a more expensive cover price to get in, but your food and drink were included. This year it's less expensive to get in, and then you just like pay for what you want. So I'm sure that it's gonna be great though. Like it was just so beautifully decorated. They played great music, they had fantastic drinks, and like the bartenders there were so good at making them.
Yeah, they knew what they were doing.
So yeah, I highly recommend going if you're gonna be there. And then Nope Rope asks, unrelated to Kent, Are you both excited to come back to Seattle for Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
Our VIP package just shipped, baby.
Oh my God. I think it like hasn't settled in that it's happening.
I know. I was thinking that too. And then I was like, the type A in me really needs to make a spreadsheet for what we're doing while we're out there.
Yeah.
And I haven't done that yet. And I'm starting to like somewhat freak out about it because I need to make friendship bracelets this weekend and do that. And that's a lot.
It'll be fine. We'll get it done. It's okay.
I know. Okay.
I didn't say thank you to Joan for submitting your story.
Oh my God.
Sorry, Joan.
Joan, I loved your story.
Hang in there, Joan. No, but truly, thank you. We appreciate you. And your pack
Sam,
of monsters.
I sure did see the VIP poster, and I feel very confident in saying that Seattle won that so far. It
I haven't
is
seen
the
it.
Most beautiful poster I've seen yet.
I haven't seen it.
It's
I know
so
I could
pretty.
Just,
it's
you know,
floor.
Hit Google.
Oh!
Okay.
Now Seattle just needs to win with Reputation Secret Songs.
I would lose my mind.
Oh, man.
Want a joke?
Yes.
Why wouldn't Draco visit Pottermore?
I don't know, Katie, why?
Because why would he want more Potter?
Oh, God.
Good times.
I will not black out during the Reputation set. I might cry.
It's my favorite part.
I need to tell you, since, like, technically this can just be, like, you know, our BS talking at the end. When Reputation started, when we saw her in Pittsburgh, I literally texted my friends, and I had done the whole like mathematical thing of like ranking the albums and whatnot, and like Folklore had come out number one for me and Reputation had come out number two. As soon as the music started playing for Reputation, I texted my friend Regine and I was like, F Folklore.
Reputation
is everything.
Oh, my God. It's so good. That was just like such a time to be alive. And like it will forever be a fantastic memory of a whole summer.
5 years ago. We're approaching 5 years ago to the day that we met her. It's happening soon. Anyway.
Sam says don't black out during the vigilante shoot part.
Oh. I might. Being in, like, the seventh row, I might die.
I can't. I can't.
Because we're right at the diamond.
I can't. Oh, I can't.
I might cry. Anyway.
Too. It's okay.
If you want to follow us on social media, you can follow myself and Katie on Instagram and TikTok at The Peaches Family. And even though Tiff was not here, you should probably go and follow her on Instagram and TikTok as well. Tiff Swish _ Flick. House Cup standings. Let's see.
Oh man, Sam said she was one away from bingo. Oh, I don't know who did, but somebody did. Oh.
Thank you, Mia. I'm sure it was you. Gryffindor still in first. Wow. 1,420. Ravenclaw in second, 800. Hufflepuff in third, 550.
Third on nothing.
And Slytherin in fourth with 470.
I think me and you flipped.
I know.
From last time.
It's fine. All right. Well, that concludes this week's episode. We hope to see you at Wizardly Weekend in Kent, again, July 28th and 29th. Thank you guys so much for listening, and don't let the muggles get you down. Amazing! Just in my voice!
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.